That's funny, though. That's cute. Of course, we know a lot of people do. That's when they do show up, is on Easter and Christmas. A lot of people. In fact, I've been getting a lot of emails about, are you prepared for Easter? Do you... you know, you're prepared for the crowds or what have you. And, you know, they want to send you all this things that you buy. So videos and everything that you can show so people can see it. And, you know, and then that will attract them. And they'll want to come back to the church. And so it's all about church marketing, you know. Which I'm not into that. And I don't think the church should be. Anyway, turning to Galatians, we continue now with Paul's apostolic correction of Peter. And I agree with the way the New American Standard does this. The New American Standard puts it, verses 15 through 21, puts it in quotation marks. And the reason why they do that, and I agree with that, is that Paul is still talking to Peter here. And the Apostle Paul is now reminding Peter of the life that they had before Christ and the life that they had after Christ. And he gets real personal with Peter here. And then concerning himself. However, it also concerns Peter as well as the Galatians. And it has application for us to today. So I want to see what we can discover in the text this morning in Galatians 2. I'm going to read verses 15 through 21, but I'm only going to deal with verses 15 through 17 this morning. And then turn our attention to 18 through 21 next week. Because there's a lot there. Before I forget it, let's use closing hymn. They'll know we are Christians by our love. For closing. So first, Paul lays out what he and Peter have in common. And in verse 15, we have an important clause here. Paul says, "We are Jews by nature, and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ, and not by works of the law. Since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. But if while seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have also been found sinners, is Christ then a minister of sin? May it never be. Megan Arta. For if I should rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness through the law, then Christ died needlessly." And those verses we'll deal with next week. Now, we can tell that Peter is talking to... or Paul is talking to Peter here because he uses the pronoun we. He says, we are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles. In the Greek, that's emphatic. Paul is telling Peter, you and I, we are Jews by nature. And not sinners. from among them. But notice what he says here. He's not saying that he and Peter are not sinners. He says we are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Now, we're going to unwrap that in a minute. In essence, Paul is saying, we ourselves. Remember, he's reprimanding, correcting Peter because Peter had moved away from eating with the Gentiles. And so Paul says, we ourselves, we're Jews by nature. That's our descent. That's our physical descent. But it not only refers to physical descent, but it also refers to their established practices as Jews. We are by nature, he said. We ourselves are by nature Jews. We were born that way, and we practice our religion that way. We did. So what Paul is laying out to Peter and the others, and as well as the Galatians today, as well as the Galatians in his day, he's laying out to them that, yes, we are different. We have been different. But this is before Christ, not after Christ. Now, Paul calls Gentiles sinners. There's a reason why he does this, and it's important to see. It has to do with those who got Peter to not eat with the Gentiles. It has to do with the Judaizers. Paul says, we are Jews by nature. Physical descent and how we were raised. How we were raised to live our religion. And not sinners from among the Gentiles. And Paul specifically says that because he's calling Gentiles sinners in the sense that the Pharisees would. Which means anyone who did not keep their traditions. That is what is called in Hebrew, halakhic rulings. It's spelled this way. Halakhic. Rulings. The rulings of the Pharisees. Their traditions. It goes back to this. The 613 commandments. That was their rules. That's how you conducted yourself. That's how you were to live. So Paul is calling the Gentiles sinners in that sense. Meaning anyone which did not keep the Pharisees' tradition. So Paul is saying, we're not like that. But that was before Christ. We're not like those who did not follow the traditions of the Pharisees. We did. Paul said he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. And then he says in verse 16, and this is why you see this is before and after Christ. He said, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not a man, a person, an individual, whether Jew or Gentile, is what Paul is saying, is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, let me read this how it literally says in the Greek. Even our New American Standard doesn't translate this way. Before law, It is translated the, but in the Greek there is no definite article. Literally, what it reads and what it says is this: nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of law. In other words, Paul is saying any law, not just the law of Moses, but any law. Not just the rulings and traditions of the Pharisees, but he is saying any law, knowing that a person is not justified by the works of law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus. We, Peter, Paul is saying, you and I, Peter, even us, as apostles, we have believed in Christ Jesus. Why? Here comes what we call a purpose clause, a henna clause. So that, in order that, we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of law. Since by the works of law, no flesh will be justified. Paul has to emphasize that to Peter, and that's what he's doing. Because he's telling Peter, remember what your life was like before Christ? We were Jews by nature. We followed the rules and the tradition of the Pharisees. We tried to follow all these things. But we weren't justified. And justified there means to be declared, not made, but to be declared righteous. And there's a difference between being declared righteous and made righteous. And often in the church over the years, what they have wanted to teach is that we are made righteous. We are not made righteous. Christ does not make us righteous. We are not made righteous. We are declared justified. We are declared righteous. No one, Paul says, is justified by works of law. And notice what Paul says, nevertheless, knowing. Now that word knowing is in the perfect tense, and it's a perfect tense, what we call a perfect tense circumstantial participle in the Greek. Its subject is the we in verse 15. So what Paul is saying is, Peter, you and I know. We know this. We understand this. You and I both. So what did they know? This is what Paul is saying to Peter. This is what they knew, both before and after Christ. Their allegiance was previously to the law, and not just the law of Moses. Paul's not, when he's talking about law here, he does not mean just the law of Moses. What Paul says when he talks about law there, he means this: the halakha, the rulings, the 613 commandments, these, the rulings, the traditions of the Pharisees. That's what he means by that. Not the law of Moses, as laid down, but the rulings and traditions of the elders, of the Pharisees, of the Jewish religious leaders. Now, that word justified is an interesting word. It's a legal term. It's used before the courts. And it's where a judge would pronounce a sentence. It means, again, as I said, that the judge would say, pronounce sentence. And in this case, justified means that you are declared righteous, but not made righteous. You're still guilty. You still sinned. But the judge, in this case, Yahweh, God, through his Son, declares you righteous, justified, even though you're guilty. What judge today would do that, something like that? None that I know of. Paul first uses this, where we find this, is in Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39, where he says, therefore let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And through him everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses. Justification, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, is what Paul says there. But who's the judge? It's Yahweh. God is. But notice, in as well in this verse, Paul uses the present tense, denoting continuous action. He says, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. He uses the present tense. And so what he is saying is, and this is something else that we get not taught in the church so much. And what is taught is not right, correct. And that is, once we become a Christian, we're justified. We're declared justified. We're declared righteous, and that's it. Paul uses present tense, and what he is saying is that we are continually justified. We are continually declared righteous. It's a continuous action. And that's why the purpose, it's important to see the purpose of sanctification. Sanctification is not a one-time thing. It's a process. It's growing in sanctification. And in essence, that's what Paul is telling Peter there, but he's also telling Barnabas, and he's telling his audience there, and he's telling the Galatians this. Because of the Judaizers. Because of those who would want them to follow this. To follow this. Not just circumcision, but the rulings, the traditions of the Pharisees, of the rulers. So when using works of the law, Paul is not referring to the law of Moses. And we need to understand this. We have to look at why Paul is reprimanding, correcting Peter. What was Peter doing? Peter beforehand had been eating with the Gentiles. And now he backs off of it because of certain ones that come from James. Why does he do that? Because of those who say, following the traditions of the Pharisees. And Peter was now getting confused. I need to keep doing this because of them. So I can't eat with the Gentiles because they don't do this. The reason why he was reprimanding Peter is because Peter once again was going back to, we need to be eating kosher food. We need to be eating the food that what the Pharisees say. And he wasn't doing that. He had been eating with the Gentiles, and now he backs off from it. And now he's going to follow the rulings of the Pharisees. I like what Brother Gareth Reese says in regard to this. He said, a guiding principle to help us understand this scripture, verse 16, is this. Works of the law and keeping or observing what the law of Moses required are not the same thing. When you look at the law of Moses, you don't see over 613 commandments. But where did they get them from? From the traditions of the elders, from the traditions of the Jewish religious leaders. Principally, the Pharisees and the scribes is where they got it from. And again, as I said, there's no definite article before law. It refers to keeping any law. Paul is saying, just by keeping a law does not mean you are justified. In fact, he says, no person can keep any law and be justified before God. The only way you can is by having faith, being faithful to God through His Son. That's what He is saying. That's why He says, and again, Paul says, except. The word but there is actually should not be translated that. It should be translated except. Paul is saying, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by works of law, except through faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul is saying to Peter and the rest of them, he is saying the only way you can be declared righteous, the only way you can be declared justified, that you can be justified in God's sight is through Christ. That's why that word should be translated except there. Now, both Peter and Paul understood this. That's why he says knowing. But I submit that Barnabas did as well. What did they know? They knew this, that it was only through faith in Christ Jesus that they themselves, even as Jews, could be justified. Faithfulness to what God had revealed. So what is he saying here? Another thing he is telling Peter, as well as Barnabas and the others, is Christ, Jesus, is the object of our faith. Not this. Not this. Not the rulings of the Pharisees. Not any law. Christ is the object of our faith. As Brother Kenny Bowles says, biblical faith is trusting Jesus so much that we throw ourselves into his arms, confident that his blood can cleanse us and give us right standing with God. Only he can do that. Paul says that he and Peter believed in Christ Jesus because they knew they could not be declared righteous any other way. What does that mean? An obedient faith. And Paul uses the aorist tense, meaning, Peter, this is after. We had this in the past. It's aorist tense, past completed action, but with continuing results. And again, he says, three times he says it. He wants to emphasize it. Because what Peter is doing is Peter is going back to the law. He's going back to the traditions of the elders and the Pharisees. So he emphasizes it three times. That's how important that is. But Paul says, you can't do that. You must not do that. You see how important that is. And that last one, Paul loosely quotes Psalm 143, verse 2. Why is he doing that? Because I believe he's even telling Peter and Barnabas and the rest of them around there, as well as the Galatians, that he has the authority of Scripture behind him. Read the last part of what Psalm 143, verse 2 says. So Paul repeats the main point of verse 16. And as Brother Gareth Reese says, what this does, and this applies to us brothers and sisters to today. As Brother Gareth Reese says, it described the continued experience of Christians, believers, us. We are justified over and over again during our Christian lives. So what is the condition? And people want to say, well, God had no conditions. Yes, he does. What is the condition that God looks for? What Paul says, faithfulness. That's what God looks for. Faithfulness. Who would accuse? Why does Peter say this? We are in verse 15, we are Jews by nature, not sinners from among the Gentiles. And what he says in verse 17, but if while seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves, he and Peter, have also been found sinners, is Christ Jesus then a minister of sin? Meganoita. May it never be. Well, who would accuse Peter and Paul of being sinners? Think about it. Who would accuse them of being sinners? The Judaizers. Why would they be sinners? Because they're not following this. They're not following the rules of the Pharisees and the Jewish elders. They're not following their works of law. That's who would be calling Peter and Paul sinners. Why? Because they were not keeping works of the law. But instead, what were they doing? And this is significant what Paul says. They were preaching and teaching the gospel that Jesus had given them. Not that. But the Judaizers And the others were calling them sinners because they weren't. They were saying, yeah, you can be a Christian, and you should be a Christian, but you got to follow this too. And if you don't follow that, well, then you're a sinner. Jesus, in what Paul says here, but if, here comes the reason, but if while seeking to be justified in Christ, he said, if we're seeking to be justified and declared righteous and justified in Christ, we ourselves have been found sinners. In other words, we've gone back and we've been found to be sinners because we're not doing that. He says, is Christ then a minister of sin? May it never be. What Paul is saying is, if that makes us a sinner, what about Christ? Jesus wouldn't condone or promote sin. That's what Paul is saying. And this is significant. And the reason why I put this up here. Mitzvot, ma, haseh, HaTorah. That was found, that wording was found in a manuscript in Qumran. The Dead Sea Scrolls, you've heard of those? It was found in Cave 4. They found 20 of these sayings of the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the Jewish elders. They're part of this. And what it was titled was this. What that means is selections of the written law. Well, what was the written law? The written law was this, not the law of Moses, but this. And that's what Paul is referring to. He's not referring to the law of Moses. He's referring to that. He's telling Peter and he's telling Barnabas that they want you to go back and follow those things. He said, if you're in Christ, if we're in Christ, no, you can't do that. And he said, Jesus would not be a minister of sin like that. Well, what about us today? See, so many people think that you have to follow this and you have to follow that in order to be right with God. Many people believe that, even in church. How many times are you sitting in your pew? How many Sundays are you there? Count them up. He's doing it. How many Hail Marys have you said? How much have you given to this? How much have you given to that? How many beads have you counted? See, that's what they teach. That's what they want to tell people. But see, a person can sit in a pew for years. And they can sit there and they can go to studies and do all these kinds of things. But yet not be justified in his eyes. Because it's not rule keeping that justifies us. It's not that we are not to be obedient and faithful, we are. But we are declared justified and declared righteous through him. And are maintaining our faithfulness in him. God doesn't count those things that we are, that he wants us to do it like this or like that. And what the world is seeing through many Christians and through many is saying, you have to do these things. And I'm not talking about the plan of salvation now. I'm talking about other things that you add on to that and that people add on to that. But what was it that Jesus said that the world will know us by? What we're going to sing. So we stand and sing. What did he say that they would know us by? He said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I loved you. That's what it comes down to. The world's going to know, they're going to know we are Christian by our love. Not by our rule keeping. Not by our doing these things, but by our love. See, that's what the world needs to see. That's what they're not seeing too much of right now. And if we're going to change things in our society, in our world, that's what we've got to return back to. And that's why Paul was reprimanding Peter so much. Paul was telling Peter, you got to get back. You got to get back to the object of your faith, brother. You got to get back to faithfulness to Christ. See, not to lead these people astray and that they need to do these things in order to be with Christ. Same thing we need to do today. Let's stand. We're going to sing. You'll know we are Christians by our love. And next week we'll pick up with the rest of that, where Paul really gets personal. He gets personal in experience, and he gets personal in his life. And it really cuts to the heart to us as well.